University of California professors withholding 40,000 grades after strike, faculty association. The University of California must work out how it will return thousands of final grades for the fall 2022 semester in the aftermath of a six-week strike by 48,000 academic workers. The strike ended December 23 when UC ratified its contract with leaders of the United Auto Workers, the union representing the strikers. But because academic employees such as teaching assistants are often responsible for grading, the strike left many classes without teaching assistants to grade assignments and end-of-semester exams. Additionally, some professors chose to leave fall grades unsubmitted out of solidarity with academic workers. A faculty survey conducted by the Council of UC Faculty Associations, a larger agency for faculty organizations across UC campuses, reported professors are withholding about 40,000 fall semester final grades as of January 11, an agency spokesperson told the Epoch Times. Leaders from several unions told UC labor officials in a January 4 letter that neither their members nor faculty are required to complete the work assigned to strikers. Senate faculty members and lecturers have no obligation to volunteer to pick up labor struck by employed in their classes, the letter read. Readers and teaching assistants enjoyed legal protections during their strike, and their appointments for the fall quarter terminated on December 31 at the latest while the strike was active. If the UC needs additional labor to submit fall grades, it can hire people, the union officials said. A UC spokesperson did not respond to requests for comment by press deadline. Some campuses extended the deadlines for instructors to submit final grades, with UC Davis extending its deadline from December 14 to December 27, UC Berkeley extending it from December 21 to December 31, and UC Irvine extending its deadline from December 16 to January 19. UC Davis Provost Mary Crowan said in a statement last month that not receiving a grade on final exams will not influence UC Davis students' grade point average, financial aid, or eligibility for veteran benefits or visa status. The ratified contract will raise the minimum pay for both academic student employees and graduate student workers from about $24,000 to $34,000, according to UC officials. Other notable benefits include providing up to $2,025 in child care reimbursements per semester and waiving supplemental tuition for non-residents for up to 3 years for those who have advanced to candidacy in their graduate degree programs. Meanwhile, the contract ratified November 29 for postdoctoral scholars includes up to a 23% salary increase by October, up to $2,500 annual child care reimbursement with annual $100 child care increases over the next 3 years, 2-year initial appointments, and a new paid leave program with 100% pay for up to 8 weeks, according to union officials. The contract for academic researchers includes a pay raise of 4.5% for the first year, 3.5% for the second, third, and fourth years, and 4% in the fifth year. 8 weeks of 100% paid family leave. Increased bereavement leave. And a new system to address workplace conduct and conflict resolution.